Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
Toby.
It is cold out there.
Fresh.
Ooh.
Very cold.
And I mean, it still shocks us, even though we know we're going into winter.
I know, but I just think you never really remember how cold it gets.
This
and then
is
you
true.
Get used to it, and then you're like, oh, God, it's hot.
Yeah.
You know,
always complaining.
That's right.
It's just easier to complain.
It's a vibe. I like it.
But it is cold at the moment. So cold that they're getting a lot of snow on the mountains. We know Dalesford, the Otway. Snow's already there, which
right,
means
it's fallen.
It should be a pretty good snow season.
Yeah, let's hope. Well, fingers crossed that it continues.
Which is great for tourism.
Mm.
But what it isn't great for the cold is when you start to feel the cold and then you can't shake that feeling.
Oh, yeah.
You know
when
what
just,
I mean?
Your body's just gone nuts.
When it hits your bones.
I think it is when the wind hits you.
Yes.
So the cold's fine if it's still outside because you can just go, you know, yep. You're existing, you're fine.
Put a jumper on.
When the wind is going, it doesn't matter how many layers you got on, it just cuts through it. And you're like, oh, God, my bones are hurting.
It hurts. I even have the issue at the moment. I'll be warm. Mm. I might go outside, do some exercise, and I still feel warm. But then it's when I come back into my house and stop that then my toes feel like they're going to freeze and break off.
Yeah, you can't even feel them half the time.
What's going on? I'm inside now. It is so hard to get warm.
Well, here in Moorabool Street, that it's like a tunnel.
Yes, it is.
In Geelong. You're like, oh, geez, that is blowing.
But the thing is, most of us are feeling the cold at the moment. Right. Everyone's talking about it, so we're all layering up. I mean, you've got your beanie on today.
Got a jacket here as well.
We've got layers on layers. And this is coming from two people who do feel, you know, the heat.
That's right. I don't like it.
That's it, you know. So we've got layers on, but we have noticed there's some characters running around.
Yeah.
They're obviously their own breed of human.
Yeah, they're different.
Because they're wearing shorts.
Yeah, the people that wear shorts in winter.
Oh.
I don't get it.
No, neither.
Because you're like, what?
Maybe if someone's exercising, can you go, okay. But still.
They're going for a run, that's different.
Probably a legging. Probably a legging because it's that cold.
Wearing the skins.
Exactly. But it's when, you know, you see just someone walking down the street, got a coffee in hand, and they're just enjoying life. They don't even realise that it is freezing.
And we want to hear about those people.
Exactly.
Are you one of them? 5223295 Are you a shorts person or do you know one?
Yes. Still rocking the shorts.
Your dad's a short man.
Dad is definitely a shorts man. He loves them, but unfortunately he coaches footy and they brought into the league that the senior coaches have to wear pants on a Saturday.
Filthy.
Filthy. He works for the council now and so has to wear pants. Hates it. Hates it.
He'd rather be freezing.
Oh, he would love to. He would love to be wearing shorts. He's got one pair of trackies, and the only time he ever wore them is when we knew he was actually sick because he'd have them on. For the rest of the year, he always had shorts.
5223295. Are you a shorts only person even in winter, or do you know one?
Yes.
We'd love to hear from you. It's Herbie and Josh on K-Rock. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home, K-Rock at 955. 5 degrees outside. Ooh. It is cold and windy and wet, Herbie.
It is so cold, which is why all of us, I'm going to say normal human beings, are rugging up at the moment.
That's right. Certainly got jumpers on, certainly got a jacket on.
Never seen more beanies in the office.
No.
Everyone's rocking them.
Didn't help that the heating went out today.
That's
true. Oh, God, that was cold.
And it's good to see a lot of the Fight M&D beanies rolling around
absolutely.
Too.
Get
involved where they're because it is cold outside, but there is some strange beasts out there, Josh. Ones that don't feel the cold and they wear shorts all year round, and that's who we want to hear from or at least have a dob in.
That's right. Dob them in. Are you one of them or is it someone you know? Donna in Corio, it's your son?
Yeah, my son. He's wore shorts his entire life.
And how old is he now?
He's now 20, so primary school, high school, and now at work, the boy will not put on pants.
Oh, as a primary school, he must have been freezing. Was he ever, like, just shivering? And
wasn't it uniform?
Cold? Yeah.
Yeah, no, he wore a uniform, but he refused to wear pants. He, no, it didn't matter. And it's like a running joke that, you know, he was the one kid that was always in shorts, and he goes, I hate pants.
Oh, God. What's he going to do on his wedding day? That's what I want to know.
We've got Chloe from Whittington. It's your dad who always wears shorts.
Yep, it's my dad. He has summer shorts and winter shorts.
What's the difference between the two?
Well, the winter shorts are in tracksuit material and his summer shorts like board shorts.
That is the daddiest thing ever heard. That is gold. Oh,
that's brilliant. Thanks for that one.
Oh, and to finish it off, we got Marion from Aniki. It's your husband who wears the shorts.
We're going through the generations here.
That's right. His name's Ron, and he wears shorts all year round. He's even been outside both yesterday and today with shorts, but thermal socks and a beanie. And like the previous caller, he's got summer and winter shorts, but they're exactly the same. He just calls them his winter shorts.
How did you go on your wedding day then, Marion? Did you have an argument saying you're going to have to wear pants?
No, he was under the thumb then. And he wore a normal suit.
Oh! I thought you were about to say shorts, Marion.
I thought you're a very patient lady. It's Herbie and Josh on K-Rock. Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Philinder. Philinder. Ooh, yeah. Philinder. Blank.
Will Boddington, he hangs around on a Tuesday. Will, this is your game, Phil, in the blank.
Yes. You just make me laugh, Will. I like you. You're a good guy.
Thanks, Herbie.
That's all right.
Oh, good to know.
You make me laugh too, Herbie, but not always for the right reason. Like when you leave your window down in the car.
That's okay.
All right, Will, so how's this work? You've got five headlines. You've removed a word.
Yes.
Herbie and I just have to work out what that word is. Best of five.
All right, good luck.
Okay, thank you.
From tomorrow, the state government will start offering free blank.
Josh, Herbie. Flu shots.
Yes.
Josh is livid about this one because he got his
had
flu
to
shot
pay for it.
A couple of weeks ago. He wants to know if he can be reimbursed. Walk back in with your arm.
It's a fair point.
I reckon.
But what on to you?
Have you had your flu shot yet?
No, I haven't, but now I can get it for free.
I should have just lied and said I had asthma. Because apparently if you had like
yeah,
a
yeah, well,
health
I have asthma. I'd get it for free anyway.
Mm.
Really?
Okay, big dog.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, if you've got a health condition.
I have crappy lungs, so I get it for free.
Yeah,
so.
No, okay. Fair enough.
And you still haven't had it, so
no.
Obviously don't care about those lungs.
I've got it anyway.
No, you know? Fair enough. Next one.
Call to ban Aussie tourists from blank for 6 months to stop disease.
Josh, Northern Territory.
No, I need a country. Oh, sorry, it's not a country.
Herbie.
Very popular destination for Aussies.
Is it? Bali,
yes.
Indonesia.
Yes.
Yeah.
Apparently the Department of Agriculture, Water and Environment was advised of an outbreak of foot and mouth disease in Indonesia.
Oh, that's scary.
So, but I'm
babies.
Not sure if it's too serious yet.
Yeah, okay. Makes sense.
One all?
Yeah.
That is.
Ooh.
Good count and will.
Footy wag Beck Judd raises concerns about blank in Melbourne's Bayside area.
Josh. Crime.
Yes.
Oh, I was wondering if you'd get the word because I wouldn't know. I was like, is it safety? Yeah, what is it?
Yes.
That was a good question, Will.
Thank you.
She's up against old Dan Andrews.
Dan Andrews.
Too.
Dan Andrews copping it a bit for sort of just ignoring her.
Well, I mean, I guess, yeah. I guess you can't take away the fact that she's still concerned about her safety, but it does sound like, you know, from your $7.3 million house.
Yeah.
A little entitled.
I don't know. Yeah, what about other people around the
country? Exactly.
The state, yeah.
Very lucky in that house.
The Spirit of Tasmania will officially begin sailing from its new Geelong home in blank.
Herbie, October.
Yes.
I was talking about it all day. I would be so annoyed if Josh got that one.
A bit early, I reckon, Will.
I was waiting for the date. I thought he was going to say the date and I can give you the 2nd, October 23rd.
Hold on.
Ready for that one.
This is
I like
it.
To wait a little bit.
No, I like it, Will. Attention. You're master of
suspense. You're looking at me like I need to get going, but I'm building attention.
Okay, you wait.
Like
yeah, we'll go on your time. It's only your news we're going to be late for.
Do you want it again, or are you happy with this?
No, I'm happy with
here
it.
Okay. Here we go.
A man has been arrested in France after vandalising the blank with cake.
Heather.
Josh.
Mona Lisa.
Yes.
Yeah?
Nice, sir.
Woo!
Stay late on that one, Will. I know, no, good stuff. Well done, Herbie. Will Boddington, thank you. Thanks for joining us as always.
No worries.
Thanks,
Herbie
Bono.
And Josh on K-Rock 955. Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh.
Ooh. On K-Rock 955. Josh, this is scary. This is honestly, if we're lucky that we live here.
Right.
Because if we were over in Canada, in a town specifically called Lamont.
Okay.
You'd be a little bit concerned.
We'd be terrified.
Because there's posters up all around town, plus hitting social media as warning signs, as they believe that without intervention, super pigs could soon invade and take over.
Okay.
Now, the posters that are up are saying, look, there have been sightings of wild boar, so, you know, the gigantic pigs within the town. Please read below on what to do if you encounter a wild boar.
Okay.
So be calm and move slowly away from the animal. Do not approach or attempt to feed the animal.
No, no, that's a good one.
Keep a safe distance and do not corner or provoke the animal.
Yep. So stay, steer clear of
it. Yeah, and keep animals on a leash. Keep your children nearby.
See, how many posters? Just like imagine the whole street.
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. That's why it's kind of scary. I mean, because you and I have spoken about giant pigs, wild boars before. They're gross
comes
and disgusting.
Up all the time. Yeah.
But it's because so we're so amazed by it, because we've both seen them in the flesh, and you go, wow.
They're big.
They're big. Mm. They're just so huge.
Scary.
And scary.
Like, yeah, you wouldn't want to be one-on-one with one.
No, because they eat humans. They eat everything. It's crazy.
Crunch through bone like butter, isn't it? What's that?
Oh.
What movie's that? One of those ones.
Well, and he's, oh, I don't know.
Snatch?
Snatch, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's correct. Well done. Great flick. The terrible line. Oh, my. But it did get me looking into some pigs. Yeah, now, these aren't just the big ones, but also little piglets.
Any sort of pig variety.
Yep, gone into all of them. Right. So newborn piglets learn to run to their mother's voices and can recognize their own names by the time they're 2 weeks old.
If you know, you know.
So they've got names.
Yeah. And so sows have even been known to sing to their young while nursing. So like we do, a little lullaby, they're doing the same.
And we're eating them. I mean, that's like, isn't that sad? Poor things.
Wow.
It's so true.
It's true, but
you know, geez, you know, they're naming their kids and you go, oh, I wouldn't mind bacon and eggs.
I just...
Well, why would you leave with that fact? If you,
because that thought process didn't pop into my brain.
No,
but now I don't know how to go on.
Keep going.
Adult pigs can run at speeds of up to 17 kilometres per hour, or in other words, they can run a 7-minute mile, which is 1.65 kilometres.
That's pretty quick.
In 7 minutes.
All right.
If you know, you know.
This is another depressing one. Are you humanising these?
Studies have also shown that, much like humans, they dream.
So they're having dreams.
They're having dreams.
About the kids that are getting taken away from them, maybe. You know.
So you know how people say sweating like a pig?
Yeah, yeah.
They don't sweat.
They don't sweat.
They don't sweat, so that's why they get in mud. And a pig's squeal can be as loud as 115 decibels.
And what are they squealing about?
It's just, to put it in perspective of that loudness, that's the sound of a supersonic airliner or a chainsaw. Mm. So they're that loud.
So their sadness can be heard. Absolutely.
This right is around so the grim. World. If anyone's eating bacon right now.
Look at yourself. Herbie and Josh driving you home. K-Rock 955.
Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Oh, there's controversy. And this is to do with your unborn child.
Yeah, yep.
Where
Who hasn't done a thing? That's the problem.
No, but its father has. That's the problem. So, yes, you could have a baby any minute, any day now, which we're excited, can't wait to meet the little bub. But because it hasn't come yet, there has been a little sweep going on in the office. Mm. People love to get involved in this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And originally, it was a stock standard one, you know? Which day do you want? You're in first, you can have that day.
Yeah.
Then issues. They came about after the first person's day was done.
Yeah, that's right. Last Thursday.
Thursday. You let this person, let this person in, and from there, wowee.
That's right. So basically it was $5 each, just a little wager. I don't even know who decided to put the first bet on. I think it might have been you.
I think it was Bilbo.
Okay. Andrew Billings from Promotions, he comes in for The Price is Right. He put a bet on
what
day it was going to be. Bang, you did it. We made it the new girl, Kendra, who's lovely. She didn't even want to be in it, but
we
said pick a day. Her day is today.
Yes.
But then your day's passed as well, which was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wanted to buy back in.
No. I was fine not buying back in, but because one of the other persons was allowed to buy back in, Bilbo, I didn't want him to win. I want to get the satisfaction of stealing his win.
Righto.
So that's where this has come
from.
Well,
now a third person wants to buy back in as well. gamble responsibly is what I'm saying. We're going to have to bring in Judge Josh for this. You know, my alter ego, the more responsible person.
Even though you're part of this.
Well, I'm not really a part of it. I didn't even know there was a sweep going. And then I came in later. We need to sort it out.
In the K-Rock justice system, trivial and petty disagreements are considered a way of life. In Geelong,
The shining light who diffuses these matters is known to have the utmost respect of his community. That beacon of hope is Judge Josh.
Welcome everyone to the courtroom. Big stuff going on at the moment, Herbie. It's to do with my unborn child.
Yes. Still waiting for that child to be born.
Yes, absolutely.
Annoyed it wasn't yesterday.
And that's where this conflict has come, because yesterday was a due date. And we're bringing in two other characters today into the courtroom. Andrew Billing from Promotions, welcome.
G'day.
And Steve Clark from Sales, hello.
come on. Be nice.
You're all right now, Steve. This is your first time in the.
No, it's not.
With us.
I'm a rockstar. Oh, with you? Yeah. A few times.
Self-appointed rockstar.
Now, here's the issue. So, who started the. There was a sweep for my baby, and what day it's going to be born in? Everyone bought him with $5. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Correct.
Bilbo jumped in early, really wanted last Thursday. He was confident. He didn't win, obviously, because Thursday came around, no baby. And so, what Bilbo wanted to do. Is buy back into the sweep.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
No.
Fair enough. As in.
Hey, hold on. Let's just relax.
It wasn't fair enough because we said you can buy back in, but a buy back in because now other people are in it is extra. So it's $10, not $5.
Anyway, we agreed to the $5. Bilbo bought back in.
I'm back in.
Then everyone cracked it up.
We didn't. Josh did. Steve, that's why. I'm in the
same. Hold on. It's Judge Josh, first of all. Thank you. Please. And your honour, I would like. Anyway, now, Herbie, your day missed out, didn't it?
Yesterday, yes.
So you wanted to buy back in all of a sudden.
No. I wanted to ruin Bilbo's chance. I don't care about any other day.
Back in for $5. How the tables
I don't care about
turned.
Any other day. I just want to ruin your day. So, your honour,
yes.
Josh, you suggested, well, why don't you do the same day that Bilbo's buyed backed in for on Thursday?
Yeah.
Odds or even?
Now, here's the issue. Steve decided he wants to buy back in, don't you, Steve?
My day's come and gone, and yeah, absolutely. Want back in.
Now, we need to address this between you two, who are already sharing Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Steve also wants Thursday.
Of course. We all want what we can't have, Steve. There's a lesson in life for you, mate.
Well, I normally get what I want.
Okay, and normally it's fine, but this time you don't. So,
all right, order in the courtroom.
Right. Herbie, maybe. It comes down to you and me. Do we let Steve join in on the day? And if so, what does he get?
Yeah, I'm happy to. If it's a more of a chance to ruin your chance of winning, I'm open to this.
But what does he get, though, on the day?
What we're going to do is we were doing odds and evens before. Right. I think it's been agreed. Steve is coming on to Thursday.
Yes.
No. Unfortunately, that's how the justice system works.
Good thing.
Andrew, I was on your side. I think he should not be.
When you say work, it doesn't work. Is that what you're saying, Josh? You're
so what it is 24 divided by 3, 8?
Eight hours.
So there's 8 hours. You can either go every hour, we switch person, or...
Like breakfast, breakfast lunch,
so you
want
to go
dinner.
You know, midnight to 8.
8 hours.
8 to...
So, as in, yeah, you get 12
so
to
So, we split
eight,
the three yeah. ways.
8 to 2. No, 8 to 2. 8
yeah.
to 4.
We'll work the maths out later. Okay. But, Billing, seeing as you were the first person to buy back in, you do get to choose the first.
No. Objection.
No. See you later. Your mic's off. This is my courtroom, Steve.
All right. I want the middle of the day. I want the 8 to 4.
The middle of the day.
The second shift. Okay.
Yep.
Herbie, you came
in. I'm going to take the tail end.
Taking the tail end.
Yeah, I was going to take... Is it a full moon that day? Is there anything that I need to know about?
Well, you'll know. You'll be turning into a werewolf if that's the case.
You should talk. All right. I've got a third option. Morning.
The morning. So you get from midnight.
Yep.
Okay.
Just to be clear, Steve, you don't get to pick. We're just telling you what's left. You're getting the scraps of the day. Okay. I just wanted to be very clear.
All right.
I'll remember that.
I'm glad that we could sort it all out. And so is that the end?
Yep.
No, after Thursday, no one can buy back in?
Beautiful. No. If the day comes and goes.
It rolls over to Friday.
It's another shift. It's Herbie and Josh at K-Rock 955. Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. Yeah. Herbie welcoming in Will Boddington from the newsroom as well.
Hello. Fresh off my win yesterday.
Botto, before we get to that win, I need to speak about you were just doing the air guitar, and I have to say it was the worst air guitar.
I wasn't putting your whole heap of it.
It was terrible. That was so awkward.
Sorry.
Wow.
I was just getting into it a little
bit. Yeah, I mean, have a crack.
Just plucking some strings.
I don't even know if it looked like that.
Bit of Rod Thomas.
All right, so we're going to get your thoughts on the daily topics. Yeah, nah for no, nah, yeah for yes. Kicking it off with claw machines. Yeah, nah.
or nah, yeah.
Hang on, I've got to remember which way it goes.
Which one do you want?
Yeah, nah.
You don't like him?
All right, sorry. Nah, yeah.
Are you Australian,
nah.
Will?
Yeah.
Nah, yeah. Yeah,
nah, yeah.
Are you a legal citizen of this country?
No, it just gets confusing when you have to actually think about it.
Yeah, it does. For sure. When I first started doing this, I had to write it down and like look at it going, that was yes, that was no.
Nah, yeah, claw machines are great.
Played a few in your time?
Yeah, I haven't been very good at them.
Mm. No, no one is.
I don't think you are. But.
And you know, because I'm a nah, yeah, and I love the chocolate one.
Oh, yeah.
But it's such a, it's a rort because
is that the
by
one
the
where
time.
It like pushes it.
Yeah. Yes, that was a good one.
And you try to get a chocolate, but by the time you put that much money in, you get maybe one when you could have just gone to Woolies, bought a bag, and you're fine. You got 12 chockies in your hand.
I know. But a boy has been caught in a claw machine. I don't know how the kids get stuck in there.
Yeah.
So, true. Like, it's because where do you fit?
They go right up.
Oh, no. Go into places where they shouldn't be. Collecting seashells.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. I mean, I've done it in my time, but there's no point that I should do it because it just ends up being rubbish in my house.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, nah. Pretty much the same. And I never find any good ones if I feel like looking for shells.
Yeah.
Like, there's no real good shells. They're all crushed up and...
I've just broken. Got some friends who do such creative things with them.
Yeah.
So I could do that, but I'm not going to.
No, it's a bit of time and effort.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen one of those seashells with the holes in them? In like the perfectly drilled hole through the shell?
Yes, I have. Yeah. I know the one you're talking about.
Will looks bemused, but like sometimes the shell you pick up, there's got like a hole through
perfect
it anyway.
Hole. Right. Yeah.
So there was an article today about people like, what is that hole? And apparently there's these snails with tongues that are basically like a drill and they drill into the shell and then suck out all the goods. It's brutal.
That's haunting. That is amazing. Like what a skill.
Yeah.
It
that's
is a skill.
Weapon of a skill.
Picturing a snail with a tongue.
yeah, that's it. Last one. Winding your windows up in your car.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah.
Yeah. Heavy.
Nah, yeah. I mean, you should. Sometimes do you forget? Maybe that happens.
Heavy forgot to put her windows up.
Oh.
I came back to my car and I was looking at the passenger seat. Thought, what's going on there? Who has put water in the car? What a ding dong.
Oh, you left it outside.
And then I realised.
No, where would you put the car?
Well, I don't know.
You drive it through the door. Jesus, Will.
Yeah, the rain came in. Anyway, yeah, doesn't matter.
It's
bit of water.
The brightest moment, really. On the passenger side, too. Why on the passenger side?
Hold it.
I don't know.
Maybe Josh and Carol. No,
fresh for the drive home. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Who am I? Who am I?
Who am I?
Who am I?
Who am I?
Baby, this is a game we like to play. It's called Who Am I? We have to work together as a team, though.
Teamwork. Unite. Together.
That's right.
As one.
That's right.
They do it?
We've got to work out 10 celebrities in 1 minute. So I'll give you clues. You just have to blurt out the answer as quickly as you can.
Yes.
Now, we're going to base today's game of Who Am I off the fact that Pepsi, they do the Super Bowl halftime show.
And I love the halftime show at the Super Bowl.
And their contract has come to an end. It was $50 million.
Wow.
It's a lot of money, isn't it?
It is, but when you think about it, a 30-second ad can be $7 million.
Mm.
So they've probably got themselves a bargain back in the day.
Pepsi. Yeah. It's all the same.
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
So I reckon they did well with that for $50 million, but I'd be interested to see what the new contract is going to be.
Oh, surely huge. Because you think about, like, I've watched some of those highlights on YouTube.
Yeah.
So these are people that have performed at the Super Bowl. Now, it's gone over a span of years.
Because
I thought, like, if we just did it recently, obviously some big names, it'd be too easy.
Yes.
I do think we'll get this one because I'll say some songs.
Okay. Okay.
So.
We do say this a lot, but we actually haven't won this game many times. Maybe twice.
I think musicians, we've been good.
Okay.
I think that's where we've been all right. Anyway, 1 minute on the clock, 10 celebrities working together.
And they've all performed at the
all
Super Bowl.
All performed at the Super Bowl. Okay. All righty. In 3,
okay.
2, 1, marry me.
Bruno Mars.
Yes. Whenever, wherever.
Shakira.
He's got one name.
Eminem.
No.
One name.
Older.
Elton
Purple
John.
Purple Rain.
Purple Rain. What's his name? Prince. Oh.
Yes. There's a magazine named the same as these guys.
Magazine Rolling Stone.
Yes. there's five of them and they're a colour.
The Wiggles.
No. They haven't performed there.
The five of them and they're a colour. Yes. Spice Girls.
No, think about the State of Origin.
State of Origin. Queensland. Oh.
What's the colour?
Blue.
No, the
purple,
other one.
Purple. Maroon.
And there's five of them.
Five of them. Row five.
Oh, my God. Black or white?
Michael Jackson.
Turn around.
Every now. Tina Arena. What's her name? Yep.
Close enough.
We're not Tina Turner.
Close your eyes. We're going to go. Maroon 5 was the one that really, really got us there.
Really stumped us. I just wasn't thinking. I wasn't thinking straight with that one, I'm going to be honest. I might have to take this one for the team. I think I may have...
You think
have...
so? When you literally said the two things together?
I think I may have let the team down on this one occasion. But you know what? There's always next week.
Would you have got Sting if I had tried to give some clues?
Give me some clues.
I was going to say, like, when a jellyfish hurts you.
Stings. I would have got that. Yeah, that's good.
That would have been...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, as easy as the 5-1.
Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Are you a fan of candles?
No.
No?
No.
Not at all.
Well, they're all right.
Not I think a nice one that's put too... in a room that, you know, walk in and you go, wow, that smells nice.
No, not
really.
Yeah, not. I don't see the why people pay $50 for a candle.
Oh, I'm with you there.
Mm.
Candles can be very exy, but I also am a big lover of candles, which is why when you go to a market around, say, along the Surf Coast, especially down Port Arlington, I bought a few there. More reasonable price.
Everyone's making them too. That's the thing. Yeah,
you're correct. But there is a candle that is the top dog of all candles. It has just taken out the 2022 Mecca Beauty Candle of the Year.
Hello.
Award. It is called By the Fireplace Candle.
Ooh, okay.
And the scent is inspired by a smoky fire and has notes of chestnut and red berries, although it will set you back a pretty penny, $95.
So that's too much.
It is.
You know, you'd be cheaper putting in a fireplace.
See, that's not a bad idea. I agree. That is too much, but that scent to me is lovely.
That's a beautiful scent. I don't think anyone's denying it.
Because it's all about the scent. Mm. It can ruin, break a room even.
Yeah, of course it can.
Because I've been over to some people's house and you go...
And they got candy on or something.
It hits the back of your throat. Oh, you think, no, what's going on?
Too sweet. Ugh.
But then there's one that can, you know, mask some scents and you think, brilliant.
Okay, you're hiding some stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's also some scents that can do other stuff, which is why you should invest in a good scent and maybe a little research. People probably didn't think this before getting into candles, but you could. So, peppermint.
Yeah, yep.
Can help clear your mind. The scent is known for boosting everyone around the office if they're feeling a little lull.
Okay, everyone's up and about.
Great for a brainstorming session.
Right.
Yes.
Because everyone's calm and relaxed. Yeah, yep, got ya.
Citrus. People do like this in their candles.
Yep.
A study in Japan found that typos were reduced by more than 50% in the presence of a lemon scent.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez, that's pretty incredible, isn't it?
It increases focus, which, I mean, I should be walking around with a lemon in my hand because I've made a few typos in my past. This one's good for, I know, many people in the office. Hopefully they're past that lull. But, you know, when you hit like 3 o'clock and you're thinking, you're what's going to get me up and about?
Yep.
Cinnamon.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that'd been like a nighttime thing. Cinnamon.
Well, they say this one is good for if you've had that unbalanced lunch, so you haven't had all the... Maybe it's been high in carbohydrates, been quite heavy.
Yeah.
To combat it, the aroma of cinnamon, it's helped to fight mental fatigue and reduce the feeling that makes you want to curl up and hibernate.
So instead of fixing the issue, here's something to add to it.
Yes. But there is a scent I wanted to look into because obviously these people know, you know, relax and everything. But you're in a situation at the moment where a baby could come literally any minute.
Absolutely.
And we kind of want it now. And when I say we, it's me. I want to know the sex. I've waited too long.
Okay.
So people do say to use lavender. I'm sure maybe Kat's been using that.
Yeah, there's always lavender in our house.
But have you decided or thought about clary sage oil?
I've never even heard of it. So absolutely has not been a topic of discussion.
We should invest because this oil may allow the muscles to release tension and relax, thus naturally charging up contractions. It can also bring about relief from pain and uneasiness. Moreover, it doesn't possess an overwhelming scent because, you know, when women
have... So you don't even know.
No.
You walk into a room, bang, bathes that, you.
That's the one con. Since it works fast, it is recommended to use only for induction and with supervision.
But you don't even know it's on. You just, you just know that the baby's here.
Put it on tonight, Josh. We're having a baby.
All right, sounds good. Herbie and Josh, drive you home. K-Rock 955.
Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.